You're listening to Erraticus, Episode 11, A Marvelous End.
What do you mean they haven't fired a harpoon yet? They're hunting this energy? How the hell do you hunt energy?
If you pay attention, you'll probably get to see the answer to that question firsthand.
I cannot seem to calm them, and the inertial forces are too random for me to predict. I therefore cannot construct counter-inertial fields quickly enough to protect my hull. If we cannot free ourselves, my ship will be rent apart.
Okay, let me update my last statement. If we're lucky, and if you pay attention, Gee, then you'll probably get to see how whalers do their thing.
Do you think they can help us?
Any communication I attempt to send will be corrupted by the energy around us, to say nothing of it being entirely drowned out by this energy storm.
Whale pod.
Well, then let's do what you did that first time. Let's see if we can disperse the energy field
whale
with the
pod.
Same frequency you used before.
But that only worked for a couple of seconds before they came back even more pissed off.
They're already pissed off. Now that they're threatened by whalers, maybe they'll, I don't know, eject us and run away?
Oh, that might work.
It might in theory. Unfortunately, those calculations were remarkably complex and nearly impossible to perform while the pod was relatively calm. Now, I believe I have mentioned just how chaotic our immediate environs are at the moment. Those calculations are now impossible for me to perform.
Aw, you called them a pod.
Well, what else can we do then?
It's a long shot, but maybe...
Crap, they're getting ready to fire. Hang on, Gee. Wait, that's not a...
Whoa! Are they shooting at us?
It appears they've attached something to my hull.
That was an anchor. Oh, shoot, this is gonna suck! Ugh, is everyone still alive?
Yeah.
No.
What happened? We're out of the field?
Pod.
It appears that ship pulled us free. Now, if you'll excuse me,
Whoa, hey, are you okay?
Huh. I can still breathe and I'm not getting cold. I think we're all right.
We're fine, but...
I think they want a word with us. Let me do the talking, yeah?
Sure.
Ahoy! Clam before the storm. This is Skipper Baja of the Baleen. Do you copy?
Clam before the storm?
It was a typo, okay? It's not my fault you were too busy sleeping and weren't around to proofread my work when I changed our ship's name.
I was sleeping because you told me to.
Potato tomato. Now shush, I'm gonna answer this guy. Ahoy, this is the Skipper of the Clam. Thanks for that assist back there. I know podcasting an anchor to save us cost y'all a pretty good catch.
No worries. Our drums are full. We couldn't have harvested the pod, even if we wanted to. We just looked over and saw an honest-to-God Nantucket. And once we picked our jaw off the floor, figured we'd lend a hand. You're lucky we saw you. I've been waiting out here for 3 decades, and I ain't never seen a Nantucket. Is your crew okay?
Yeah, we're all fine.
How's your ship?
Annoying.
What?
Deploying. Our safety protocols, that is.
Aha. That was a pretty nasty pod you guys were trapped in. How'd your helm hold up?
It's, something we're looking into? I'm still waiting for one of our guys to get back to me with a status report.
You guys need a tow?
Nah, we'll be okay. We can patch ourselves up out here just fine.
I insist. I don't think I can sleep good tonight knowing I've left a small ship like yours damaged and adrift in these waters.
We need to get out of here.
What? And hey, did you cut the comms line?
I did. There's a faint signal within their communication frequency that appears to be an outbound SOS. From what I can tell, that ship is announcing that they've discovered a wanted vessel and are requesting reinforcements.
What? Backup from who?
I cannot tell.
How sure are you?
That SOS is obscured by the comms channel between our two ships, but I am relatively certain that they are trying to communicate with another party.
Relatively means less than 100%, right?
Yes, very good.
Okay, smarty pants, answer me this. How often do whalers associate with another party?
I am not certain I follow.
because you clearly don't know a lot about anything out here. As a rule, whalers are an independent lot. They're friendly enough, sure, and they'll sometimes help a ship in need, but they don't make friends, even with other whalers. They mind their own business and they stay out of others. Now, be like a whaler and stay out of this. Hello, sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Your comm system get damaged too?
Yeah, but that was an easy fix.
I think you're going to be surprised by how much damage your ship took. It's probably best that you let us call ahead to the island we're headed to. They can get a crew out here in a jiffy to help tow you in.
Oh, that easy, huh?
Just a quick message back to port and they'll be here as soon as you know it.
You guys can't tow us yourselves?
Our anchor works, but our tow line snapped a couple of days ago. Don't you worry, though. We're sure the Cerulean Island crew would be happy to help out.
Let me discuss it with my co-skippers. Okay, all those things I said? Forget it. We need to get out of here.
One day I hope you'll learn that my recommendations are sound, and by heeding them, you will save yourself time and not look like a moron.
Yeah, well, saving time is stupid because there's a lot of it and it won't ever run out, and I think I look good in moron. Now, come on, we need to get ourselves out of here.
What? Why did you change your mind?
Like I said, whalers don't play well with others. They definitely shouldn't have a marauder crew on speed dial. If a whaler gets into a bind, they get themselves out of it or they perish because pride is a poison like that.
They're calling marauders.
Who else would be on an Ort Island? I don't know what's going on, but this is too weird for me. How long will it take to get us moving?
Moving where?
It doesn't matter. We just need to get out of this immediate area. Whalers are big, but they're slow. As long as we take off at a pretty good clip, we'll lose them no matter which direction we head in. We just need to get going now before the marauders get here because they will be faster.
Got it. I'll see about getting our engines back in working order.
While you are doing that, I suspect I can restore some degree of functionality to our helm.
Good. Fern?
I'll stay here and see if I can stall for time while you guys do your thing.
Okay. I'll let you know when we're ready.
Sorry about that. You can get a tow team out here?
Lickety split.
Cool. We'll take you up on that offer.
All right. I'll have my crew send out the message. You talked to your co-skippers, huh? Your crew has more than one skipper?
It's the only way to keep everyone on board happy.
Aha. That's a pretty small vessel you're sailing. How many crew you got?
2.5.
There's always one, isn't there?
Seems so. Hey, we got turned around during the sleigh ride. Which port did you say you hailed?
Cerulean. It's the port we're headed to.
Cerulean, huh? How is the Colpeo crew doing these days?
Nice one.
Yeah. Couldn't resist that joke. I mean, obviously Cerulean isn't a Colpeo port anymore.
Yeah. good riddance. But word to the wise. You should be careful who you make that joke to. Some folks out here are still mighty raw about what happened.
And you?
Like I said, good riddance to them. We're a lot happier with Captain Wren in charge.
Old Captain Wren? Now that is a funny joke. It would be if it weren't true, of course.
Where did you say you came from again?
Oh, a tiny island on the Boreas side of the Ort.
Nah, I see. What brings you out this way?
A whale pod.
You guys were stuck in that pod all the way from Boreas?
What can I say? Whales, huh? So, Old Man Wren is in charge of Cerulean Island, huh?
Old Man? Well, no. His son is.
What?
I'm surprised you didn't know that. I thought the entire Ort heard the news.
We were in that pod for a really long time.
Right.
So, what happened?
Oh, that's a long story. How about we wait until we're on dry land back at Cerulean, and I'll get you caught up to speed over a mug. First round will be on me.
Nah, you're helping us. I got the first and second round. But, I mean, we are sitting around twiddling our thumbs waiting for the Wren crew to get here. What better way to pass the time than doing some good old-fashioned scuttlebutt?
Ha! Good point, but stories like this need to be told eye to eye. Gotta make sure you're not a sunspot-riddled helio spook, you know?
Fair point. Especially with the Kuipernet all out of sorts.
Kuipernet? Oh, you mean the sun web. You heard about that, huh?
Heard about what?
What happened to the Kuiper net?
What happened to the Kuiper net?
It's been damaged.
What? How? When?
A couple days ago.
You're kidding. How did that happen?
You don't know.
We were stuck in a whale pod, remember?
Then how do you know that there was something wrong with it?
We saw it flickering as we were Nantucketed past. It definitely freaked the whales out.
Aha.
So, how does something damage the net like that?
Haven't the foggiest.
Right. How long have you been working with the Wren crew?
Nah, we're not.
Sorry, let me rephrase. How long have y'all been riding out other ships to them?
What?
Oh, come on now. You've been at this for 3 decades, you said? How long ago did you lose your spine and your pride and start to roll over for a Marauder crew?
What? What do you mean?
Wow, word of advice. Just because you're spineless and dumb doesn't mean the rest of us are. We're on to you, and you're a bigger moron than I first thought if you thought you'd be able to trick us.
Trick? Well, calm down. I'm just trying to help.
You're also a fool if you think we'll go with anyone quietly.
Okay. It's not like you can run far in your damaged ship anyway, so I'll fight. You called the Sunweb the Kuiper net, and with that style of ship, you are the Helios spy, aren't you?
Not even in the slightest.
Then who are you?
Oh, us? We're the clam before the storm, jackass. Hey, computer.
I'm not a computer.
Yeah. Are y'all ready to go yet?
No, but I had assumed that I would have more time to work before you completely failed at the one job you had been assigned.
I dropped the ruse on purpose. Their backup is here.
Fern, engines are good to go.
Oh, thank God. I knew you'd come through in the nick of time, Gee.
What happened?
That whaling ship is even more suspicious of us now than they were before we left this moron unsupervised.
Yes, and see those specs? Those are Marauder ships headed our way, so let's get moving.
Right. The helm?
The helm should be moderately functional in about 3 minutes.
Okay, you keep working. We don't need to steer to get out of here.
What about the anchor?
With the force of our launch, it'll snap right off. Okay, hang on, Fern.
Way ahead of you. Ah!
Let me know when the helm is operational.
Copy.
How fast do you think those Marauder ships are, Fern?
Depends, I think. We got a pretty good head start. As long as our engines don't blow, I think we'll be able to outrun them.
Anywhere we can hide?
Not really. The only things big enough to moor a ship in out here are man-made islands. And if whalers are tattling on us, then I don't think any of those ports are safe for us. It looks like we're a wanted ship in these waters.
What? Why?
If I had to guess, I'd guess that they think we're a Helios scouting party or something. It's probably why some crew stuck that tracker on us when we first got here.
So we can't hide?
Nope.
Then I guess we'll see how far they're willing to chase us. Oh, shit!
That doesn't sound good. Don't tell me. We lost engines again?
It's the adiabatic servo, the system that ensures thermodynamic...
Gee, dumb it down.
The system that keeps the engine from getting too hot or too cold keeps corrupting. I haven't been able to fix it because I can't fix it while we're in flight.
Crap. Well, we've got enough momentum. Maybe they'll get tired of the chase before they realize that they're going faster than us?
I don't think so. Look.
Oh, they're getting a lot closer. God damn it, this is getting old.
Maybe we wouldn't be in this predicament again if you weren't such an idiot.
What?
All I'm saying is that so far, you haven't done a single thing to help us not die.
No, I made you take a nap, and going by your tone, I think you need another one.
I think it's time that I stop listening to you. Your advice has only ever made things go from bad to worse.
It's not my fault that you haven't realized by now that listening to me is a bad life choice in general.
Ha ha, so funny. Look at you, dodging the issue again. Maybe if you focused on being helpful rather than being glib, we'd stop getting ourselves into messes like this.
I'm certain that this mess we're in was a group effort.
If you two are quite finished...
We're not. Had it not been for you, I would have been able to enact my plan on Electrona Delta, which would have kept all of this from happening in the first place.
Yeah, at the expense of blowing yourself and me up. Call me stupid, but I can say with 100% certainty that that's a horrible plan no matter which way you look at it.
No, it was the best plan available. Oh wait, I forget I'm talking to a person who is so self-involved that they'd rather watch the heliosphere fall into chaos than do whatever it takes to keep it safe.
What? You don't know the first thing about me.
I do. I've been following your work for years, Robin Hood.
We don't have time.
Shut up! So, tell me, what was it like flying around the heliosphere, getting your kicks by playing hero and helping precisely no one in the long run? I bet you slept like a baby at night, fooling yourself into believing that you were making the heliosphere a better, more equitable place, didn't you?
What? I'm not...
Don't you dare try to lie to me. It's obvious who you are. So, please, tell me why blowing myself up to foil an HIA plot is a bad idea, but blowing up an entire globe is just A-OK heroing.
I didn't blow up...
Oh, cat got your tongue? I was wondering what it would take to make you shut up. I guess something good came of this debacle we're in after all.
That is enough. I'm sensing unusual energy.
No, I've had enough of you too. You're sensing something? Well, let me stop what I'm doing and listen to another one of your completely inaccurate assessments. I'm surprised you still have the gall to act as if you're better than us, because from where I'm standing, you're the one who's screwed up the most.
Are you done?
Am I done? Not in this lifetime. And going by the sheer number of messes that you two keep leaving for me to clean up, it'll take a lifetime before I am.
Then perhaps a small break is needed. I suggest you look out the window.
Why? You don't have any external sensors, remember? So how the hell do you know that there's anything worth looking at out there? Unless you fix that system and lie to me about it too.
I have not.
Then why the hell should I... Oh.
Was my speculation correct? Have the ships that were pursuing us turned back?
Oh my god, they've turned around? What the hell is going on?
An excellent question, to which the answer is at least partially obvious.
I can't think.
Something is causing an acute encephalopathy in you two. I'm sensing an energy signal within the hull that I cannot interpret, but which I suspect is the etiology of this sudden lunacy.
We're being poisoned?
You're focusing on the wrong issue. The cause is irrelevant. Those marauders clearly knew that we were heading into danger and have themselves turned back. I have restored some functionality to the helm. Now, quickly, before you become even more unhinged, I need you to take the helm and steer us 180 degrees from our current course.
What? You want us to follow the marauders? You're working with them. You've been working with them all along.
Don't be preposterous.
Wait a minute. If you can sense it, the poison is within the hull?
It is not a poison as you know it. It appears to be a noxious energy frequency that I suspect is interfering with your amygdala.
Shut it. God damn it, I knew we couldn't trust you. That it was a matter of time before... Hey, get away from there!
No, get off me! We need to get away from the marauders!
What the hell is wrong with you? We need to destroy the thing controlling the ship, which is what we should have done when we had the chance.
No, because then we'll die!
It's been sheer luck that you've lived this long. If you weren't so goddamn stupid, you'd realize that we need to kill the ship, or it'll kill us.
Oh my god, you're the bad guy.
Bad guy?
You're trying to kill me and the ship.
Oh, trust me. If I wanted you dead, you'd be dead on the ground before you even knew what hit you. Huh. That was easy.
It looks like she fainted. I suspect the signal finally overwhelmed her. You'll follow soon, Sanity. I have no idea what is happening, and despite my repairs, I have very, very limited control of the helm, so I need you to...
Oh my god.
I need you to focus and man the helm to redirect our course out of whatever it is that we've sailed into.
It's beautiful.
What?
Look at it. It's like a jewel in the night sky.
Sanity! Stop mooning out the window and get to the helm.
No, I think we're heading exactly where we need to go.
What?
Look for yourself. It's just outside.
I can't see anything.
Oh, that's right. It looks like a snow globe, green and blue, encased in crystal, just hanging in space. I think we're off course slightly. Hang on.
What are you doing?
Bringing us to the globe. It's calling to me, and I must go.
Stop! It's a trap!
Maybe, but oh, what a marvelous end.
Sanity!
There. We'll impact with paradise soon. My work is done.
Santi! Santi, get up! Damn it. Finch! Finch, wake up! Oh, god damn it.
Thank you for listening to Erraticus. This episode was written by Sarah Newton and featured the voices of Sarah Newton, Jacob Zarek, and Brant Wolf, with special thanks to Jacob Zarek for safeguarding relativistic mechanics. Please visit our website at erraticuspod.com for details regarding sound effect and music attributions. If you enjoyed this part of our story, please share with others and tune in next time for Erraticus, Episode 12, Argemony.